Hello. Hi, is that Brian?
Speaking.
Hi, Mr. Fleming. Hello. It's James from MME Legal here. We've been you earlier. You've inquired that we do contact you in regards to compensation for Scottish redress from when you was younger and in care. Is that correct?
Yeah.
How are you, Brian? You okay?
Yeah, I'm not too bad, thank you.
Stuff. Yeah, not too bad, thank you. So, Brian, I'm going to be your case handler. My name is James Thompson. To get the case set up for yourself, I just need to go through a brief claim report, which takes around about 5 minutes, and then we'll get a form of ID and proof of address from you. Get it packaged up and sent off to the solicitors. They'll be in contact with you to let you know how much compensation they're going to go in for yourself. The average redress compensation at this moment in time is around about £45,000. It can be more than that, depending on, obviously, each case has its own certainties. Okay.
Yeah.
Brilliant stuff. So I'm going to go for a claim report with you now. Like I mentioned to you, it's take about 5-10 minutes maximum. If there's any questions throughout the whole process that you do not wish to answer, you can just say skip, and we'll just move on from that. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Brilliant stuff. Bear me just one moment there, Brian. Okay. So I've got your name down as Brian Fleming. I'm just going to confirm the spelling to yourself, okay? B-R-I-A-N, Fleming, F-L-E-M-I-N-G. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Brian, the best contact number we have for you on register ends in 538, and it's the one I'm contacting you on now. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Brilliant stuff. We have an email address here on record as well for you. I just need you to confirm that that's correct. I've got fbrian562@gmail.com. Is that right?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Brian, can you just confirm your date of birth for me, please?
It's the 10th of the 6th, 1970.
Oh, we've got the same birthday, me and you. Brilliant stuff. Just confirm for me, if you don't mind as well, your home postcode, please, Brian.
It's RG... yeah. RG226UF.
So, Romeo Golf 26 Uniform Sierra, was that? Is it Chaplin Street?
RG2222 6, yep. Uniform Foxtrot.
That's the one. No problem at all. Butler Close, is that correct?
Yeah, yeah, number one.
Basic stroke, number one. That's yep. Fine. No problem at all. Can I just ask you, in regards to the care facilities, were they in Scotland, is that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's fine, no problem at all. So as I mentioned to you, I've got a series of questions that I do need to go through now. Is there anything that you don't require to answer, okay? Just ask us to skip and it's not a problem at all right. So yeah. Can you just confirm your age for me, please, Brian?
55.
Yeah, no problem. Do you have a terminal illness at all?
No.
No, okay. And what was the age that you entered childcare services?
13/14.
Okay.
Started dealing with them at 13. I first got put into care at 14.
Okay, no problem at all. Do you have any idea in regards to what year that was and what time the year was when you finished?
1984.
Yes.
I think it was sort of later in 1984 that I first went, yeah. and I came out after my birthday in 1986.
Okay, that's fine. It's just roughly, just so they can match up with the records, that's all it is. Okay. As I mentioned to you, in regards to this, anything you do tell us, it does remain confidential between myself, you, and the solicitors, okay? Yeah. On your report, I'm going to place a password onto your actual report before I continue. So it gives you a bit of security. If anybody rings you, you need to ask them for your password. If they don't have it, then it gives you security not to speak to them. What would you like your password to be?
Thomas.
Thomas?
Yeah.
That's fine. T-H-O-M-A-S, is that correct?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Have you ever been known by any other names, Brian?
No.
No? Okay, that's fine. And before you went into childcare, do you remember as a child living in any home addresses? Do you remember the actual addresses of where you lived?
Yeah, 4 Glenmore Gardens.
Glenmore Gardens.
Kirkcaldy, K-I-R-K-C-A-L-D-Y.
Yeah, that's fine. I've got the address down here on register. It's Kilo Yankee 2, 6 Uniform Whiskey. Is that right?
KY26UW.
Yeah, that's the one, Uniform Whiskey.
Yeah.
And which number is that?
Number 4.
Number 4, brilliant stuff.
Yeah.
Pop that down onto your statement. Okay, bear with me a moment. Okay. Do you have any siblings at all?
Yeah, I've got an older brother and a younger sister.
Okay. And what's the name of your brother?
Ross Fleming.
Ross Fleming?
Ross, yeah.
Okay, do you know his date of birth by any chance?
The 9th of February, 1968.
Yeah. Okay. If that's incorrect, don't worry about it. We can check up on record. It's just a rough...
I know his one. It's the 9th of Feb, 68.
Okay, that's fine. And your sister?
Amanda. Amanda Fleming.
Yeah.
And her birthday, I think it's the 10th of October.
1974. That's fine. No problem at all. Okay, when you was in childcare, the local authority you was cared under, would it have been Glasgow? Would it have been Edinburgh Council?
Fife Council.
Fife Council.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. No problem at all. The name of the children's home, do you recall the name of where it was?
The first one I went into was Rimbledon House in Glenrothes.
Let me just pull the records up for that. Give me a second.
Yeah.
Okay. Wimbledon. Sorry, it was Wimbledon. What was it? Sorry,
no.
Wimbledon.
Rimbledon. R. Rimbledon.
Oh, Rimbledon.
House. Yeah.
Children's home. Okay, Rimbledon Children's Home. Give me just one more. I'm just pulling up the record for Rimbledon. Okay.
Yeah.
Rimbledon. Was it Rimbledon? Is that correct?
Rimbledon. Rimbledon, I think. D-O-N at the end.
D-O-N.
Rimbledon, yeah.
I'm just going to bring the record up regarding Rimbledon. Okay, I won't be a moment.
Yeah.
It's stating here on the record. Got no Rimbledon. I've got a Rimbledon.
Oh, that must be it then.
Yeah, Rimbledon. I've got Rimbledon Children's Home in Scotland. Give me just one moment while I pull the records up for Rimbledon. Get the address and stuff to make sure that's correct.
No, it'll be Glenrothes.
Yes, correct. I've got that there. Glenrothes, Glenrothes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got it here. Okay. And what year was you there from?
I was only in there for 3 weeks. I'm sure that was 1984 that I was in there.
To 1984 again, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I was in there for assessment.
Okay, that's fine. And the next place?
Was St David's Children's Home in St Andrews.
Let me just place that on so let me get the records up, okay. St Andrews Children's Home.
No, St David's Children's Home.
St David's, I do apologise.
Yeah, that's okay. And that was
Children's
in St Andrews.
Home. That was in St Andrews. Let me just bring up records for that. I won't be a moment. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Give me a second. I'm just bringing that up for you now. Was that on Mary Street, was it?
I think that's the name of the street, yeah.
Yeah. I'm just looking into the records here. Yes, there it is. I've got it. Okay, St. David's Children's on Mary Street. And that was... Okay, and how long was you there for?
Over a year. I didn't get out of there until after I turned 16.
Okay, until you turned 16. Is that where most of the abuse was?
The worst was there, but Rimbledon Assessment Centre was, I was in a locked cell overnight.
Right, okay.
And got beatings, bad beatings in there.
And that was in Rimbledon, was it?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Let me just change that. I won't be a second. There we go. I'll get a statement from you regarding that in a moment. Okay,
yeah.
Put the establishment types and the years that you were there on your actual claim form, okay? Now,
yeah.
This is an important question I need to ask you now, Brian. Now, we do need to put on your report a beneficiary or a next of kin. What that means, because the payments to Scottish Redress are a substantial amount of money, the average, as I mentioned, is around about £45,000 that people are getting back at this moment in time. Now, we're one of seven allocated solicitors that have been authorised to deal with these cases. We've got a success rate of 100%. We're dealing with, at this moment in time, over 280 cases. The average payout is £45,000. Now, certain cases can be more than that. Now, we have to put a beneficiary or a next of kin down on your report, because if anything was to happen to you between now and you receiving your payment, if unfortunately you couldn't receive your payment due to a death, who would you like your payment to go to? Have a next of kin or anyone that we can place down for you?
Yeah, to my partner that I'm with. Well, no, to my eldest daughter, to my daughter.
What's your daughter's name?
It's Louise Fleming.
Miss Louise Fleming. Okay. Okay. Louise's date of birth, please.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm sorry to put you on the spot there, but...
you have put me on the spot because I'm absolutely terrible with dates of birth. It's October 97.
October 97.
Yeah, don't ask me for
okay.
The... I think it's the 1st of October, to be honest with you.
Don't worry about it. Do you have a contact telephone number for Louise, by any chance?
I do. I'll just go and mark...
She won't be contacted. The only time she'll ever be contacted is in relation to if anything was to happen to you and your money was due to be paid out, okay?
Yeah. I'm just going into my phone here.
Yeah, take your time, Brian. Take your time.
Right, it's 07908 804 063
brilliant stuff. Does your daughter know about you being within childcare services when you was younger?
She knows that I was in care, yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. No problem at all. Okay. Next question. Was the main reason of you being placed into care? There were a lot of answers to this that people, it can be down to neglect, it can be down to a troubled child. What was your reason placed into care?
Basically, I lived with my mum and my stepdad. My stepdad was a bit of a, put it this way, child slave labour. He had his own business and I had to work from the age of 10. So I rebelled and I became a bit of a, I became a bit of a cunt. But
okay.
I was having to work on a Friday night, all day Saturday and all day Sunday, every week from the age of 10. So I became a bit of a cunt. And I had a motorbike that I had bought with my wages that I got from him. he gave my motorbike away, so I started stealing motorbikes to get back at him.
No, of course, yeah. I totally understand that. That's fine. Yeah. I've just placed that down in regards to trouble with parents, okay?
Yeah.
Trouble with parents. I've just put that down. It's just an answer we have to place in there, okay? Now, what I need to do, Brian, I need to place your parents' names and date of birth down on here. If you don't know date of birth, it's not a problem.
No.
Just for record purposes. So I need to take your father's name and your mother's name. Do you know them?
Yeah, my dad's name's Robert Young Fleming.
Okay. And you said date of birth is unknown, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Your mum's date of birth, please?
I don't know her date of birth
name,
either.
Sorry, your mum's name. I do apologise.
That's Roseanne Fleming. Rossanne Fleming.
Okay, that's fine. And once again, date of birth unknown. Okay.
Yeah.
That's right. Honestly, don't worry about that, because what they'll do, the solicitors will chase up with the records and be able to get that information. We only
they're still alive and still living at the same address.
Yeah. Yeah, they won't be contacted in any way, shape, or form, okay? It's literally only just for record purposes, that's all it is, okay? Nobody will know about you making a claim regarding this. It's only yourself. And the only time anybody will be contacted is obviously your daughter, if anything was to happen to you, i.e. a death, okay?
Yeah.
So it is private and confidential. You'll receive all the documentation for that. Like I said, you've not accepted anything yet. We get the documents out to you so you can have a look for yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the solicitors will give you a call back and get everything processed for you. All right. The rough time for processes between start to finish, probably about between 9 and 12 months. Okay.
Yeah.
So hopefully this time next year, you'll have a nice big check of an offer. Okay.
Yeah.
I need to cut here, Brian. I need to make you aware as well, the compensation is not there to heal any scars. It's there to provide you with a brighter future and hopefully make you see a little bit of a light at the end of the tunnel, okay?
Yeah.
Now, Brian, I need to put down on here your local doctor's surgery. Where's your local doctor's surgery?
It's called Bramley's Grange. Bramley's Grange.
Bramley's Grange. And that medical practice. Is that Basingstoke?
Yeah.
And that's is it a Dickinson House? Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. Bear me just one moment. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, give me just one moment. Right, so what I now need to do, I need to take a statement from yourself in regards to the abuse. I do need to ask you a few questions. It's mentioned at both places. Now, when you was at Rimbleton House, you said you was locked in, where was it, sorry?
At night, my room... I was locked in. It was basically like a cell. You were locked in at night. And the assessment side of things, I believe if you got kept at Rimbleton, the other areas you weren't locked in, but in the assessment side you were.
Okay. Okay. I need to ask you, in regards to both places, was there any physical abuse?
Yeah.
Give me a moment. Okay. Physically abused, would you say you was mentally abused as well?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. And was there any sexual abuse involved?
At St. David's, there was.
Okay, I need to pop that down. Bear with me a moment. Okay. In regards to your adulthood, has that sustained you to to have any sort of mental health, PTSD, anxiety, trust issues?
Trust issues, yeah. PTSD, that, I would say, yeah, I've never been diagnosed with it because I've never opened up to any professionals.
Okay.
But it affected my marriage.
Yeah.
To the point where every June, July, I'd go off the rails because they were my bad months. So yeah, I'd say a bit of PTSD, trust issues, and I mean, I went through the prison system for 3 or 4 years because of it.
Okay, okay. I'm taking note of all this, okay. Okay. What we tend to try and do here now, I don't really go into the statement into much detail. What will happen, the solicitors, they will elaborate on what you've just told me.
Yeah.
They'll read a statement to you at the time. If there's anything that you'd like to add to your statement, you can do at that certain time. If there's anything you don't agree with, then you can take it out, kind of thing, okay?
Yeah.
What we're going to do, we'll get it all packaged up, get it finalised and get it sent through to the solicitors. Before we do that, Brian, I need to get from you a form of photo ID and a proof of address to make sure that you do live at the current address, which is Butler Close. Our administration team are going to send you a message via the application WhatsApp. Do you use WhatsApp on your mobile?
Yeah.
You do, brilliant. So in regards to form of ID, do you have a bus pass or a passport?
No, I've got a driving... I've got a driving license, but that's not got my current address.
Right, okay. Don't worry about that. Use that for your photo ID.
Yeah.
If you've got any letters dated within the last 3 months to your address, then we can use that. Now, it can be any letter, okay, as long as it's dated within the last 3 months. What I'm going to do, I'm going to place you on hold while I speak to our administration team now. You'll be on hold for a minute or so. Then you'll receive a message via WhatsApp, okay? And then you'll need to send a picture of your driving license, the front of it, separate. And then you'll need to send a picture of your letter, the full letter, and that has to be separate as well. Give me 60 seconds. I'll be back with you in a minute, Brian. Okay.
Yeah.
The line will go silent, but I will still be here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hiya, Brian. Can you hear me okay?
Hi. Yeah.
Brilliant stuff. So our administrations team have now sent you a message via the application WhatsApp. If you go onto your WhatsApp application on your phone, you should have received that message.
Yeah, I have got it, yeah.
Brilliant stuff. So if you take a picture of your driving licence separate to a letter and return that back and just let me know when you've done that.
Yeah.
And I'll check our end if that's fine. Are you okay to do that for me now? Is that okay?
I could do the driving licence, the letter, yeah. To let you understand, we're currently decanted out of our house at the moment due to repairs being
right.
done. But I can get okay. into the house this afternoon and get a picture of the letter and send it over. But I could do my licence right,
right
now.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. That's no problem at all. We can use that. But it has got a different address on it, hasn't
could,
it? Is that
yeah,
correct?
I could do a bank statement from my phone. I can
screenshot. You can do that. If you can, you can do a screenshot. As long as there's no personal information on there,
uh-huh.
that's perfectly fine. We can use that. If you take a screenshot, has your screenshot got your address on?
Yeah.
Your bank statement? Yeah, we can use that. That's fine. It's just to confirm, with it being a substantial amount of money, the solicitors have to do their check to make sure that you do a little bit of that check.
Yeah.
If you're right to do that for me now, I'll just wait for you to come through there.
Right.
I can see your licence has come through. That's perfectly fine. That's not a problem.
Yeah, I'm just going on my bank.
Yeah, take your time. That's no problem at all.
Yeah. No, that's no details.
If there is anything personal on there that you don't wish to share, what you can do, once you've done a screenshot, you can draw on your actual screen
yeah.
and put a line through anything. We kind of tell people if there's anything on there, any transactions that they're not happy with, to please blank them out.
Uh-huh.
Take your time, Brian. There's no rush.
Yeah.
Okay, Brian, I can see that's come through. That's no problem at all. So I'm going to get that attached to your file now as well. Okay, last but not least as well, Brian. So our administration team has sent you an email through. Now, it's an authorisation email. Just need you to go onto your emails. It's a click sign document to state that you're happy with the solicitors to contact you and discuss with you exactly how much they are going in for. Now, the legal fees that these solicitors charge will be 20% of the compensation. So if they go in for £100,000, they would recuperate £20,000 and you would receive £80,000. That is to cover their legal costs because they'll have to chase all the records for you and process everything for the Scottish Government. Okay, so if you just go into your emails, you should have received an email from MMA Legal. Can you just check that for me, please, Brian?
Yeah.
And then it should say on there, proceed to document.
Yeah.
And then it should say, click here to sign, and then it'll be an electronic signature. So it'll never match your signature, so don't worry about it, because it's an electronic. It's just an authorization, that's all it is. And once you've done that, then a finish button should come up. And once you've done that, just let me know when you're out there.
Yeah.
I can see on our end here that you're viewing the document. Okay. So if you get stuck, just give me a shout.
Yeah, that's done.
Brilliant. Just check it on our end there, Brian. Great stuff. That's all completed. Okay, Brian, so my name is James Thompson. I'm your case handler. If you've got any questions throughout the whole process, do feel free to contact me back on this number. Okay. What's going to happen? The solicitors are due to contact you in around about 14 days' time. They'll go for everything in regards to your statement with you. They'll let you know how much they're going to be looking to go in for, and they'll give you a time frame of how long it's going to take in regards to the compensation. Once again, you've got a password on here as Thomas. So if anybody does ring you up, you need to say, can you just confirm my password before I continue speaking? With it being a huge amount of compensation, it's vitally important that we do that for your protection and we do that for our protection. That way, you know, you're speaking to the correct people, okay? Now, I will need to express as well, just before I leave, there is a little script that I do need to read to you. It literally takes 10 seconds just to confirm everything, okay? So there are three ways you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme, where up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice, or you can instruct us under a private agreement. We do not participate in the government legal fee scheme, so if you choose us, it will be under a private agreement. Basically, what that means is because it's a private solicitor, they'll be going in for the maximum amount possible, okay?
Yeah.
And that obviously, in regards to the fees, it's 20% capped as well, so there's no more that they can take than 20%. All right?
Yeah.
Brilliant, Brian. Do you have any questions at all?
No, none at all.
Great. So, any problems, give us a call, or if there's anything you're unsure of, once again, just ask to James Thompson, and I'm your case handler. Okay, Brian?
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Brilliant stuff. We'll be in contact with you soon. Have a lovely weekend, Brian. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you. Bye.